Dave, you had a very active session for the Cattlemen's Beef Board update session, and I know it was very important material, especially looking at these recommended changes to the checkoff that were proposed there. Tell me about how that session went.
Well, it was. I'm really delighted, frankly, Chuck, that it was as well as I could have expected it to be. We had great discussion. We had a lot of interchange. We took comments from folks. And in the end, we voted to approve those recommendations and move them forward to the secretary. But it was done in a completely democratic and open process. We had a lot of the people that we met with over the period of time that were in the room as observers. Some of them made comments. I thought it was a wonderful democratic process.
So speaking of process, what this essentially does, if I understand correctly, is really just kind of start or move a process toward changes because these are just recommendations. And so now it kind of puts the ball in the secretary's lap and the industry to take it further, right?
That is absolutely correct. We have done what we can do, and what we did was within the act and the order, we are not only allowed to make these recommendations, but by law we're required to look at the checkoff from time to time and say, does it meet the requirements of the people who are paying the checkoff to best meet the needs of those folks? And so what we were doing was fulfilling that responsibility. And we did that, Chuck, and just a brief history is we took comments from about 350 different entities, from beef councils and interested parties and so on. And those were written comments, and we met personally with about a dozen national farm organizations, industry organizations. And so we had a lot of material, and the administrative subcommittee sifted through that and kind of run it through their funnel. And that went then to the executive committee of the Beef Board, and they kind of distilled that process a little further. And those are the recommendations that were brought forward to the Beef Board yesterday, and there was an amendment made yesterday that went through. So I think the process worked very well, and everybody had a chance to be heard.
Well, for those who haven't yet been able to see them, can you want to touch on just a couple of the key recommendations?
Well, obviously one of them that was key was to increase the funding from $1 to $2. That's kind of one of the keys that's out there. But there were some other things that needed to be addressed, and one of them was there's a requirement in the original act that said you had to be a national industry-governed organization in place before 1985. Well, as you and I get older, 1985 gets farther back. It does with organizations, too. So there are some new players that have come into the process since 1985, and this allows them the opportunity to become contractors with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Another one of the recommendations is we've got some state beef councils. We have some states that don't have state beef councils because there simply aren't enough cattle there. So this allows them, because under the requirements today you have to be a state beef council. This would allow a regional beef council, still only one beef council per state, but it would be a regional beef council that would cover more than one state and give them the opportunity to be represented.
Well, good. Well, we'll see where that process takes us because, as we said earlier, this is now going to go onto the secretary's desk in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure he's got a lot on his plate right now, being brand new, but this is an important one. And I'm assuming that we will – I think the recommendations are already online and can be found online if somebody wants to read them.
That is correct. They are online, and I can't give you that.
I'll find it and make sure
that everybody gets a link to it. But, they are online now. And so please feel free to – look at them and make sure that we understand what we have in mind and how this process moves forward. Once the Beef Board has made these recommendations and laid them on the secretary's desk, that's our mandate. From there on, it's up to industry organizations to say, you know, we believe this, and I'm not suggesting that there won't be some tweaks made when it goes out in the country, but that's we've done our responsibility. And these are what we believe will improve the checkoff.
Great. Thank you very much. That's Dave Bateman, who's chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.